Heather, do you have the numbers you want me to give?
I can go ahead and do that, Sherry. The toll-free number in USA and Canada is 888-228-4494. Toll-free worldwide is 877-489-6350. And if you can't reach us on either one of those, try the direct line at 530-776-5154. And we'll give those numbers out again in the hour.
And you forgot they could write to us on the email, radio@vocalprofileinc.com, because you have some things to give away, don't
and
you?
And you know I love to do that. And I didn't even ask permission from our bookkeeper to do that, but I'm living dangerously tonight.
You'll pay tomorrow.
I'll pay tomorrow. But if you are our first caller, you can call me or you can email me, whatever gets to me first. I will give you a free audio copy to Sherry's new, she made a DVD, and this is the audio version of Doorway to a New Medicine.
And it's about the research that we do here and how it got started. And
yeah, it's kind of an overview of the history and who we are and what we do and how we're changing the world.
And we have Bailey with us tonight, and that's because we've had a lot of questions about people who wanted appointments. And Bailey just been saying the same thing over and over and over on the phone, so she just thought if she said it to you on the radio that we could reach a lot more people. And we have Oded with us this evening. He is one of the people that was with us at conference. We almost had a full house at conference, and the mayor of the city was here, and she complained because we were jamming the parking lot. So there's so many people here.
She got over that pretty quickly once she got a free report, didn't she?
a lot of people got free reports because we said that's going to happen. Well, there's a lot of you came. I was surprised. I have to admit, I was surprised. But some people came that had heard us, the invitation on the radio. And one of the ladies came up to me and told me how far she had driven. And I was very honored that she had drive that many hours to get to us. And when people were getting their vocal prints, I think one of the wives of one of the city managers came to us and she said, yes, we're going to take callers. You have one on the line?
Yes, I do.
Okay, go ahead. Hi, caller, you're on the air. Hello?
Yes?
Caller, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. Good evening.
Turn down your radio because I'm hearing myself twice and I'm going to start to stutter.
Okay, there. How's that?
Okay, that's better. Heather, does she get the free audio?
Absolutely, you do.
Oh, great. Okay. Great. I'm so happy.
Can you give us your first name?
It's Antonella, A-N-T-O-N-E-L-L-A.
Antonella, I'm going to give you a phone number and you can call tomorrow morning and...
Okay.
Heather will send this right out to you. We'll need an email.
Okay.
740-698-698.
I got 740.
698.
Yes.
9119.
Excellent. I am so happy. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. I'll keep listening to the call tonight. Thank you.
Okay. And you can call us back, too, if you want.
I will certainly do that. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. One of the wives of the city manager I was saying came up to me and said, I had a thyroid problem, and they didn't know it, and they found it with this vocal print. This stuff's for real. I guess she just came to just check us out and to see if we were legitimate.
A lot of people have that show me attitude. They don't believe you until they actually see it. And, well, you know, we're glad to get the chance to show them that this works. So.
Well, we've been accepted by the state of Ohio as a biotech company,
mm-hmm.
and they're giving our people a great tax break if people want to buy stock in our entire program. But we're the only one in southeastern Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
There's only, like, 20-some in the state.
Right.
So that gives us legitimacy. And I think in working with the Army Project, that gives us legitimacy, too. We've had the opportunity to work with soldiers who've come back who've been blasted with these bombs and caused some brain damage. So we're real happy about that. But we got to announce some of those things
mm-hmm.
and talk to the public
mm-hmm.
about it. you did some great displays about all the books we've been in and videos we've done. And
it's hard picking my favorites because we've been busy. I mean, we've all been busier this past year, and we've done so much. Do we get a chance to talk about some of the things that we've done, some of the new programs? Can we announce some of those?
Well, let's do it. But I want to know what your favorite part of the open house was in the conference. I loved it.
You know, okay, I like the open house, and I like the jam session that we had. Some of our practitioners are very talented. We had,
Jeff and Will.
Jeff and Will and the Zia was jamming in the back. Hi, guys, if you're listening, we enjoyed that very, very much.
Totally off the cuff, just brought out their instruments and had them dancing in the aisles.
You know, have you ever seen such an awesome group of practitioners, talented and smart and fun? And
do you have a favorite? Can you pick a favorite?
God.
You're going to ask her to pick a person favorite on the air? Well, you can. That's my point.
Know. Oh. Yeah. I mean, I've got 10 favorites, so you know who you are.
I loved the music, and it was just so spontaneous. And we even had Odette up joining them in their jam session. Tommy
was out there.
I was amazed at
Martinette. Oh, my gosh. That's the first time I've got to see her sing. She was wonderful.
A Las Vegas showgirl singer, and she came to be with us. We were incredibly honored. Tommy hadn't heard any of the music. Will and Jeff been playing together for years, but Tommy had not heard any of their music. And I was watching him. He was playing the piano with them, and he was watching their fingers to see what note to play next.
That's amazing.
Tommy is just amazing. Just any music he picks up, and he was, we gave him the title King of the Conference.
King
he loved
that.
Because he could just do anything. Did you have a favorite part, Nikki, of the whole show, the whole week?
My favorite part was the casino.
Oh, are we allowed to say we did gambling?
There was no money involved.
So what happened at the casino that you loved?
We had three tables, a poker table, a blackjack table, and a roulette table, and I don't think they were empty all night. They were busy. I think people really enjoyed it, and they got some great prizes. No money, but great prizes.
And we had a background piano player.
Oh, yeah. He was really good.
And that was just kind of spontaneous and added a lot of ambience to... See what you missed, guys? What we're trying to say here. Bailey, you didn't get to see a lot of the conference. Did you like anything in particular at the open house? I can see from your face you're just glad over.
That was a lot of work, but, you know, it was worth the effort, I think. I think everybody really enjoyed themselves.
Well, this was a conference for all of the practitioners who, over the year, we do new research, and then they get to come here, and we have people coming from all over the planet. They get to come here and look at all the new stuff that we've been doing. Odette, you're in that group. This phone is good for up to 7 feet. So what did you like about the conference as a participant?
As a participant, I mainly liked to see the enthusiasm of all the people coming from different parts of the world and sharing this one goal in mind, to use this beautiful technology and offer this medium to people, and the excitement of all these people, it was so beautiful to share with them this enthusiasm, knowing that you're not by yourself, you're not alone. There are many, many other people like you, and that was so exciting.
Well, over the years that we've had these shows, and is March or May our anniversary for 2 years?
It's May.
So we're going to have a party then, too. But this whole conference and open house was built around this idea that sound health and these vocal profiles that we do are an option to our absolutely crumbling healthcare system. So in this radio show that we do, we invite people to get involved with us, to take our free preview classes online, and you can come here to Southern Ohio and do it right in class, or you can do it online with us. You've done both, haven't you, Odette?
Sure.
And to become involved, to take this to your community. So we created a whole series of computer programs in this particular year for people to go out and teach them. So you, who is listening to us, can do this also. And I think one of the absolute highlights of the whole conference was Nikki's program that she's talked about a little bit on the show, BioDiet. Nikki, how did people take to that when you did a session on it?
Well, I'm not much of a public speaker.
Nikki,
I think everyone's excited about the BioDiet. Everyone's excited to learn that it's not their fault they retain weight, and I think they really are ready to get out there and help people find out why they hold on to weight and lose that weight.
How does the program work?
30-second voice print, and we run it through our programs, and it lets you know why you hold weight. We found a myriad of reasons why, but we found that they can have issues with serotonin, dopamine, carbohydrates, and norepinephrine. Those are the main reasons, and they're kind of connected to everything else. So we can evaluate that and let you know what your issue is and what you can do to fix it.
Do you want to do a couple of those tonight?
If people want to call in and have it done, we'll.
Antonella, if you're still listening, call us back and we'll do your print.
Let me get it up here so. My computer crashed right before the show, and I had to reboot everything, but I think we're ready to at least do part of it so we could tell her which one of those four she has in stress. This is endless. We can do this BioDiet from this. The other way, we have to pull points and takes a little longer, but we do that one on the air because it's really, really quick, and you guys can do it, too. We use two different programs to do this. One is called Invoice, and that's the one that we use your voice to get a personality profile. And a lot of you have called in, and we've done these right on the air. And we've done it on other shows.
Mm-hmm.
When Heather gets me on other radio shows, and then we just kind of get attacked for a week or so of having these done. And that's when you run into Bailey, because the ones that we can't get in on the show, then they will call Bailey back, and what happens then if they want to make a real appointment, not a radio appointment, for a BioDiet or any of the rest of them? We're going to talk about a little few of them tonight.
Well, we have a few people here in the office who can do those programs, but to speak to Sherry personally, you're going to have to wait.
You guys have to wait.
Yeah.
You guys need to get in line a lot of the times.
Yeah. To get an appointment with Sherry, it's a few months out right now, but anybody else in the office here can run that report for you just as well.
And they're all self-contained.
Yeah, and it usually takes...
Okay, thank you. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Antonella calling again.
Okay, do you want your voice done?
Absolutely. I do.
Okay, you sound a little bit like you're underwater. You on a cell phone?
No, I'm on a portable phone in the house.
Can you get on the main line so that you're not sounding so bubbly?
I'm going to try that in a second.
Okay, and then we'll go ahead and do your print. So, look, I don't have a mic here. I don't have my mic's not plugged in. Somebody go around the back and plug this in while she's getting to her, her telephone. When we do this over the telephone, we like to have the best line that we can. A lot of your cell phones are... it didn't come up. Found new device. Well, and that decided to crash right before the show. It did a good job of it.
Does this one sound better?
No, it still sounds terrible.
Okay, I'm going to have to call in again with another telephone.
Oh,
would that be okay?
That would be great.
Okay. All right, I'll call back.
Thanks. I'm having trouble on this end. Well, I'm trying to fix my computer. Can you talk a little bit about what happens when they call in for an appointment, what they get back?
It takes about 15 to 20 minutes. We can run your voice through the program, and we provide you with a 3-to-5-page report. And depending on the topic that you chose, we have the BioDiet, we have nutrition, muscles, toxins,
hormones, a pre-vaccination risk factor. We're going to talk about some more, but you just tell us kind of what you need, what you have, Like if you have Lou Gehrig's disease, we'd probably do a muscle evaluation of you.
I got it to work, Nikki. Thank you for going for another mic.
So they would send their voice in, and those instructions are online, aren't they?
Yes. They're right on the webpage under Becoming a Client.
What webpage? Okay. Caller's back?
Okay, Antonella.
I am.
Are...
Can you hear?
Okay.
Can you hear
you sound much better.
Oh, great.
Okay. Do you want their evaluation about the weight issues?
That would be wonderful, yes.
Okay, I'm going to say go, and you're going to start talking until I say, I got it. Okay, maybe
okay.
A couple of minutes, but just tell us about your food habits, your favorite foods, and all that, okay? Go.
Okay. I reside in Toronto, Ontario, and basically my food habits start with a shake in the morning. Oftentimes I'll have a snack during the day. In a lunchtime, probably a little salad, some tuna. I do crave carbohydrates, however. In the afternoon, I'll have another coffee, so that would be maybe two coffees that I would have in a day. I might have a little bit more of a carbohydrate sometimes that I really crave it, depending on my work throughout the day, if I'm really, really busy. Then normally in the evening, I have my protein, I have some vegetables, I have my salads. I may have some fruit, but not often, because I know it's too much sugar for me, and then it'll keep me up all night. Normally, over the weekend, I do have a little bit more carbohydrates and pastas. My background is Italian, so I do love my pastas. And for some reason, the pasta doesn't seem to like me. Normally, I do a lot of cleanses. About maybe four or five times a year, I do a good cleanse where I really start to feel better and I do lose some weight, but most of my problem tends to be more of a swelling, a lot of stomach issue at times, loose bowels, irritable bowel type of thing. Basically, that would be the extent of it. Oh, and the other thing, too, is sometimes I'm really, really good and then I'll go up and go really, really bad. So I'm almost like a yo-yo most of the time. Other than that, I'm pretty regular as far as eating 2 to 3 meals a day, generally. I don't never get up in the middle of the night to go eat. I'm not a closet eater at all. I do drink my water, and I'm really great about doing that, but then sometimes I'll fall off for a couple of days, and I don't drink as much water.
Okay, we got it. Do you get a little dizzy when you don't get enough water?
Yes, and headachy sometimes.
Okay, it looks like it's magnesium, but if you want to check that out. There's something called ionic magnesium, but it looks like there's stress in your ability to use minerals because your kidneys are just overworking. They're very high. Normal is 44, and you're at 190. So the kidneys are working overtime, and there's an issue with the use of minerals because it's overstressed. Oh, Dad, anytime you want to jump in here, you've been doing this for 20 years, you could jump in here and give her information. But one of the other things, your norepinephrine is very high, but it's unusable. And your combination of the ability to use carbohydrates is just non-existent. On alpha amylase, which is required for using carbohydrates, you have a zero. Genetically,
the ability is zero?
Your ability to use alpha amylase to digest carbohydrates, your score here on this is a zero. It should be at least 44. And the other genetic issue of using carbohydrates is also a zero. So you've got some genetic issue going on with it. Dopamine is very low. Serotonin's low. We probably need to do a fuller evaluation on you because your phone shows to have a filter on it. When we look at your scores, they're all equal, and they should be like 90 and 130 in one spot and 22 and 47 in the next spot. And they're all doubled, 190, 190, 130, 130, 120, 120. So you're on a filtered phone. So go to Nutrisounds, N-U-T-R-A, sounds, plural, Nutrisounds.com.
Yeah.
And on the front page at the bottom, what's it called? How to take an
take an email or voice print.
How to take an email or vocal print over here to us. Because we really... Do you have a computer?
Yes.
Okay, there's a little Logitech mic. They're, what, $30 or something in Amazon?
You can get them on Amazon used for $13 and brand new for $21.
Okay. How about if I go to Best Buy?
I don't know if they have Logitech. Go on our site under products. You have instructions on that email, and it tells you what kind of mics to be available. And just follow the directions. Stay in touch with Bailey, and her email address is Bailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y, at vocal, V-O-C-A-L, profiling.com. And she can help you get this print to us. It looks like there's stress in the lower back, stress in the kidneys. The kidneys are just overworked. Do you have any low back pain?
Yes.
Okay, well, I would suggest you get a real evaluation instead of the radio one, which we kind of do for fun and entertainment. Okay, do you have anything to say to Antonella about her print here?
Yeah, I would highly suggest you to, because according to the print, I see that you're dehydrated, and it's very essential to be more cautious about how much water I drink throughout the day and make sure that I drink it not in one lump sum, but allow myself to drink it regularly throughout the day, and preferably and very essential in the morning very much, because your kidneys obviously are working too hard. And also to see with myself how much of what I'm planning to do I'm actually doing, because it seems like there is a procrastination issues that somehow holding you at the back, and there's a contradiction between what I want to do and what I'm actually doing that can cause very much frustration.
Or what she needs to do.
Or what I need to do.
Yeah, well, I ran you through the little personality profile while this was going on. Do you want me to read some of it to you?
Absolutely.
It says, you hope for the best, which sometimes leads to statements of hope and to statements of fact. You may need more than one chance to express yourself to get it right. Being in stress will likely affect your breathing. I'm at the phone and over here at the computer at the same time. You entrust it to get hurt when making people earn your trust would be more logical. Bringing plans to fruition is important to you. You have a high sense of honor. A lack of physical space and tools can keep you from doing what you planned. Any of that true?
Yes.
Would you like us to send that to you?
I would love it.
Okay, when you call Bailey tomorrow and you're giving her your email, just remind her that we did your print on the air. I'm saving it for you now. I just don't want you to have to give your email on the air, because sometimes you get some really weird email.
Is there a telephone number for Bailey?
Yes. 740-698-9119.
Okay. And I can call her in the morning?
Yes, we're on Eastern Time. We're open 9 to 5.
Even tomorrow being Good Friday?
Yes, we are open tomorrow. We're dedicated.
Okay.
And Bailey probably won't be until 9:15. But not for reasons of waiting.
So when I call in tomorrow morning, what do I ask for?
Well, first you ask for Bailey. And
available, you can ask for me.
Or Heather. Heather's with us tonight, too. And we need an email address so that we can send you your report. And then they'll help direct you to the online information about how to get us a real vocal print so we can look at your issues.
Okay.
Your phone is just too filtered to do an evaluation. We need to help you do it on the computer.
Okay.
And if you like it, then you can learn to do it, and you can do it for all your friends.
I know. That's what I'm working on.
We have preview classes. I'll have Heather talk about that, and they can put you on a list so you can be one of the people. We only take a few people at a time, because we do it online, and you can watch us do vocal prints right online on your computer.
Oh, that's cool.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Good night.
We'll get back to your options in a minute there, Bailey. That was a nice caller. I wish we'd had a better phone on her end. Phones are so cheap now. You can buy them for $20 or so, but they filter. You can buy them for $5?
You can buy them for $5. I just saw them at Walmart.
Wow. Well, they narrow your voice into just a tiny range, so we really can't get the flavor of it. This is a special phone that we bought, and we have another phone here that we actually hook into the computer if we're going to do this seriously. But a lot of times we'll have them just call our phones here rather than come through the radio, which is a little more trouble to do that. So if she's going to call for help with making an appointment, what's going to happen, Bailey?
I would set her up, and we may have time tomorrow. I don't think there's anything scheduled.
Set her up. What does that mean?
Set her up with an appointment with either Nikki or myself, possibly even Heather, if she has time. And we would run her through the program, whichever program that she's looking into, and send her her report.
Right online?
Right online.
So if she was to ask for a bio diet report, Nikki, what kinds of things might that tell her?
It would tell her if her serotonin was low, if her dopamine was low. What
does that have to do with weight?
If you are having trouble with serotonin, you're gonna crave sweet things and stuff like chocolate. You'll eat when you're not hungry.
Well, her norepinephrine is very, very high. It means it's not usable.
So what would she be like if her norepinephrine's in stress? She would crave starches.
The carbohydrates she's talking about.
Mm-hmm. She would have an increased appetite.
You know, a lot of times when people crave carbohydrates, they're wheat-based. And these are people who have trouble digesting fats. And they're really craving the serine, S-E-R-I-N-E. It's an amino acid. And it helps make their vitamin A, which your body needs to survive. It's absolutely essential. But that's why they're craving the wheat and the carbohydrates. So we could look at her serine, too, couldn't we, to see if that's one of the issues?
Yeah, and it's in our database, in our bio diet database.
I have a question. What does it mean when I created that chocolate mousse that was downstairs from the conference?
It means it was bad stuff. I had dreams about chocolate cake after conference.
It's awful. We had one of the practitioners who bought in some great chocolate cake, some for everybody. It was beautiful and it tasted great. You know, Kathy is a great cook.
I resisted the first day, but when I had dreams about it that night, I knew that was something I had to give in on.
That mousse today, Bob said, I don't know what happened to it.
I saw him with the whole pan.
He ate the whole thing.
He ate right out of the pan. Looking for a bowl.
No, he said you told him to eat right out of the pan, Sherry.
Well, he was screaming it all into the bowl. And I said, just eat it out of there.
You'll eat all that.
He said, eat it. Nikki, you've lost a lot of weight, too, haven't you?
I've lost 43 pounds.
Just by using the bio diet?
Just by using the bio diet.
And how do you do that?
I run my voice print in the morning, and I listen to the tones throughout the day or take whatever.
What does running your voice print mean?
I take my vocal print, a 30-second print.
You talk to the computer through a microphone?
Yes.
Okay, and the computer records your voice?
Mm-hmm.
And what happens?
And then I run it through another program we have called the Abacus, and it measures the vocal print, and I make a file out of that, and then I open up the bio diet and import the file in there, and I have my report.
And what does your report say? Did you do it today?
I did it today. It said that my serotonin is very high, but my receptors are not working right, so I have to open up those receptors, and I didn't have time this evening to get those tones playing.
With high serotonin, you should have been a little grouchy.
I was. I was snappy and had to apologize several times today.
And usually with high serotonin, you might have a headache, some blurred vision. Did that happen to you?
I've had a headache for a few days.
So this might be ongoing.
Yeah.
For you. I noticed today you were in some pain, and we did an experiment
in the lab to try to get rid of your pain. You and Bailey are guilty of experimenting here. You guys want to talk about what you did in there in the lab?
Will we go to jail? We found the frequencies for morphine on a biochemical level.
We're going to have so many calls about this.
And we listened to them.
And what happened?
I wasn't hurting anymore.
Were you sort of floating?
I didn't feel goofy, really. I mean, I was laughing a little bit, but we usually laugh when we're messing around in the lab. And
so what if you played that too much? What would happen, Cher, if they played the morphine too much?
They'd probably just fall off the chair. Play it too much.
I have to tell a story on Oded. And it's a
Lord, why story?
When Oded came here to take one of his classes, and it was like the third or fourth class you had taken.
The second one.
It was a research class, right? Nikki, can you turn off the sound running in the background here? It was a research class, and they had to choose a project. And they were working on their project when I left, and it was in another building that we had where there was a back door, and I could leave them in the office, and they could leave whenever they wanted to. So I get there in the morning, and all of them are there ahead of me, and I think, well, that's kind of strange. You know, people usually kind of straggle in. And I started looking at them, and they looked very pleased and very happy and just giddy. And I was like, okay, what have you guys been doing? Because they just seemed in Never Never Land. Oded, would you explain what you were doing?
Well, I didn't mean it to be placed all over, but we basically took the class and we didn't really, we wanted to test out some of the frequency to see if it really works. So we kind of, we were about four of us playing with different frequencies of some of these amphetamines and some of these
peyote,
psilocybin, LSD, and so forth, and, not believing that anything would happen. And all of a sudden, we found ourselves joking and laughing and just having the best time in the world, yet didn't relate to the frequencies. But soon enough, the sooner we realized that, we were all totally excited about it and realizing that it's a lot more than what Sherry is just telling us. It's so much real, and I better watch it next time.
You know, what I thought was great is the conference when you were telling that story and you put up the frequencies that they had found for this particular pharmaceutical product there. Everybody's going, what does that say? And right now, what does that say?
Street crime. It was awesome to look at your face. Were you guys even tired? You seemed just higher and kite the next morning.
No, we were all wired up.
We're all backed up.
Oh my gosh, we're teaching our listeners to be
druggies. Well, the point is this stuff works, and if we're going to give you serotonin, fine, but your serotonin was too high. So we do have a frequency that can take down the serotonin, just like we can take down the psilocybin or lead or mercury or whatever they're doing. But in your case, we've decoded the receptors, so you got all the serotonin in there, and your body can't use it because it can't identify it. It can't get in the system to be useful. They must have had some receptors for psilocybin and other goodies. Yeah, it must have been open. But we did the same thing with you when you first came here. You needed GABA, and we gave you GABA by frequency, and you couldn't use it.
Now I want to find why all my receptors are closed.
You know, a lot of times it's just genetic, that you come from a family. And the things that I've run on you and other people in your family, there's niacin and vitamin D, and there's a couple of other things that really, something called methylation, the ability of the body to translate vitamin D that you're ingesting, like out of fish, to make it so that it's vitamin D that you can use that's missing in your family, and that's when a lot of immune problems come up.
That's when these kids get problems with vaccinations. So we did a computer program on that, too, so we can test people now if they have that immune problem. So I would think we should run you through this methylation program that we just did. We did so many, what, 9 new programs?
Oh, gosh. Is it 9?
9 or more?
Yeah.
I haven't even got to play with that new one. I looked at the numbers when we were decoding them on the methylation. Actually, you decoded all of those.
Talk about some hard work. Getting those together was rough.
Heather's over here counting them.
Amen.
Well, Bailey decodes them. When somebody comes in with insomnia or shingles or whatever, she goes to work and decodes all of it. Not only does she take their vocal print to see what's happening,
I come up with 15.
15 new programs
you
we released?
Didn't know you did that.
No, I didn't know we did that many.
How did we do 15?
Yeah.
Well, maybe the paired ones she's counting for.
PTSD, Revoice.
PTSD. They don't know what that is. Post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah, why don't you talk a little bit about that?
It's
really interesting.
Well, I just want to tie this on together here for a minute. So they're coming in and they're looking at this, and we can tell them what's going on. Bailey can look at insomnia and do a check on everything that the literature has about insomnia. She can translate it into a frequency that we can look at in their voice. And then she says, this is that arginine's out, or whatever happens to relate to these magic numbers that Bailey put together for them. So you have probably hundreds, don't you, of databases?
It's getting close. I'm tired of counting numbers.
Keep coming every day, more and more.
More and more information. So we did one on Heart Tracker, and that's for people who have heart issues and they want to look at their heart and what its health is at any one time.
I'll tell you one that I find very interesting, BioBody.
BioBody?
I'm all about that.
We did that because we had a young man who was a tetraplegic, and that means no arms, no legs, no neck. And so he was a really good subject because how we get these frequencies for the muscles, how we got a lot of them was I would just touch the muscle and sing to it. And this kid was, 16 or something when he first started coming here. And I would touch his face where he didn't have a muscle that worked, and then touch his father's face in the same spot, and I could feel the difference, and I'd do a sound. We'd put it in a little magic box, give him the frequency just like music in the air, and then he would be able to use these muscles. So he was a really good subject because he had all these dead muscles. He didn't let me put my finger up his nose to get these little muscles around the face and stuff. And we gave him the frequencies for the muscles, and then he could move again. So we created this bio diet, and Nikki created part of this also. The bio diet is a set of frequencies that you can use to exercise while you're sleeping. Nikki did one with her diet project called the Fab Abs. You want to talk about that a minute?
I was quite overweight, so my results aren't that evident. But there was a girl that worked here in the office who was really, really thin. And she said it took about 2 weeks to get her abs to show up and have a six-pack. And she listened to the tones for 2 weeks. And that's all she did was listen to the tones. And in 2 weeks, she had a six-pack. She went to an expo with us, and she was our showcase.
So she listened to them at night, or?
Yeah, she listened to them at night while she was
sleeping. So it's like exercising while you sleep. Anybody out there interested in that one?
I am. Does that disturb your sleep any when you play your frequencies?
No, you don't play them at a level that you can consciously hear. They're just kind of a background.
Kind of like your refrigerator running or kind of sounding like that?
Interesting.
But your brain is all made of frequency. And those frequencies from your brain go out to your muscles and do things and tell your finger to move and you know, when you're pumping iron, it gives the signals to your muscles to work and to replenish themselves. So we're doing it with frequency. We're just tricking the brain into thinking you're exercising all night. So it's called Bio Body. Nikki's is Bio Diet. There's so many of them, I'm getting them mixed up.
That video of the tetraplegic case that you had is on YouTube. If you go to YouTube and search for Sound Health, we have about 10 videos up on there.
And they just go to Sound Health or what?
And you can go to YouTube and just do a search for Sound Health or Sherry Edwards, and you can find our, we've got a site on YouTube.
So when people call up, are these things that you can do, Bailey? My favorite one, Revoice. I had a stroke last year, and we didn't tell anybody. The people here in the office kept the radio show going and did some wonderful dialogue shows for you, but I couldn't talk. I didn't have a voice. And, oh, I had a voice, but it was kind of garbled, and you really wouldn't have wanted me to be your host. But one of the things that I really missed was reading to my grandchildren, so I decided to put together a program, and Bailey helped me. Actually, she did most of the work. I just found the stuff and helped decode a bit of it, but she really put everything together. And she made a template for the vocal cords and the mouth and the tongue and the palate and the little sartorius muscles that cause those little creases down the side of your nose. So, and using that, I was able to regain my speech. And one of the side effects was the big, deep wrinkles, because I'm 61, guys. The big, deep wrinkles from the side of my nose down to the corners of my mouth begin to recede. I'm going to watch them. I'm going to watch them close, and my mouth is much more pliable now. It was feeling very, very stiff. And so that program has a picture of me reading to my grandchildren on it. I think the bio diet is the one that's going to challenge the world because, I mean, how many people you know is overweight?
Way too much. Way too much.
Bad water, bad food.
Yeah, the air is bad.
Modified grains.
Radicals, you know, all over. You can't trust anymore the food that you're putting in, the water you drink, the air that we breathe. Who would think years ago that we would have to buy water? I mean, you know, just think about it. Soon, unfortunately, maybe we have to buy the air that we breathe and so forth. So this is a basic and a massive and a maintenance program that will definitely assure that we have quality of life that supports what we envision and what we really want for ourselves and for our loved ones.
Well, it's why we created these programs in pairs. We created a public version that we can give you reports on, and we created a professional version that we can teach and train people on so they can take this to their community. We're going to have day-long courses. We're going to put out a schedule of when we're going to do a course on bio diet so that you can take this to community. You can set up your own career with this, and a lot of people have. We had people at the conference that are doing this daily with people. How many people did Kim say she saw a day? Five and lots more knocking at her door of being able to do things like this. So there's a paired program for nutrition. There's a paired program for pre-vac. There's a paired program for the bio diet. For Revoice, we did one for the immune system. We did one for anti-aging. I think people got really excited about the anti-aging one because we even have the information in there about how to make your teeth whiter with sound. All of the little telomerase, the copper tops on your nerves, that once those signals, once the copper on the end of your nerve wears away, you start to age. So we decoded this idea of the telomeres and the telomerase, the enzyme, on the end of the nerve so that the nerves don't degenerate as fast. We also decoded stem cells to help the body. We decoded all of the allergens to wheat, so people like Antonella, who really are craving these modified foods that Monsanto's putting out, they can see whether or not that's affecting their body. And the computer programs, we can test you against anything. Aspartame. So we'd like to put a training program together for people. We'd like the audience to get involved because I don't think our health system is ever going to change unless we can provide an option for what they can do in their community. And there were people here who had loved ones they were treating, and they come as caretakers. There are people who do this part-time, and a lot of our people... A lot of the, somebody's talking to me here. I just lost my train of thought. A lot of the people do this full time.
there's centers in Canada, there's centers in New York, there's one in Texas, where they're doing this full-time and making it their job. Do you want to give something away, Bailey? Is that what it is here?
I do. I would like to give away maybe some free voice prints, if that's okay with you.
It's okay. Tell people about them.
All you would need to do is call in tomorrow during business hours, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. We're only taking the calls that come in tomorrow.
Okay, so if you're listening to this on a recording, you're going to have to catch this show live some Thursday.
The phone number to reach Bailey is 740-698-9119, and tomorrow only. That would be Friday the 21st.
And remember to ask for Bailey.
Yeah, I don't think you know what you're getting into. Okay, will do. I'm going to try to play some music. Do you guys have any last thoughts while I try to get this music on here?
Our next free preview class is not normally free, but our listeners are special people, so we want to offer that as well. It's all done online, and it's 1 hour long. Next one will be April the 9th from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
But only if you tell them, how does you're into fast motion here? That is weird. Only if you tell them that you're from VBS, and I cannot get this to go back to slow music here. I don't know what music to play here. Let's try it. Nope, no music. We'll just go ahead and say, we'll see you next time. I can play the music, but it's just really weird. It's like double time.